98.5, it is KRZ, Lissa and Justin with you. And I really do appreciate the feedback on all of this because I know that I'm ridiculously close with my family to a point where sometimes it annoys other people. I actually had a boyfriend once who said to me, "You guys are like a Norman Rockwell painting. It's super annoying. Like, you never fight. You're so into your family." You know what? What a problem to have. I call my parents every day, and you did think that was kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean, calling anybody every day is weird to me.
I don't
think
so.
There's nobody that needs, like, to be that into what you're doing. Like, I don't know.
And maybe it's a gender thing. I will tell you this. My female cousins and I, we tend to be the glue. I make my brothers and I do a family FaceTime with my folks every week, and we all catch up with each other. If I didn't do that, I don't know that they would do that, and I don't think they love my parents any less. I do think maybe it's a difference in boys and girls.
100%. I just looked at the comments. We have 145 comments, and I think 12 of them are from guys.
Interesting. Now, Alicia from Honesdale, what do you think?
So, unfortunately, my dad is no longer with us, but I call my mom every day. You know, even if it's a short 2-minute phone call, like you were saying, I just call her every day.
I love that. And like you said, it doesn't have to be long. I just have to be part of their day and see how they're doing.
Absolutely.
Oh, your mom is lucky to have you. You're a good kid.
Thank you.
Justin, don't make noises.
He's making noises. Do your parents call you every day, or do you have to always initiate the convert? Like,
no, she calls me. She calls me. We sell on the flea markets on the weekends together and stuff. Aww. We're very close.
That's beautiful. And I do think it is a little more on the kid. They raised us. They wiped my nose when it was snotty. They took care of me when I was sick. Like, it's a little bit on me to check in on them now.
Absolutely. I agree.
We're at this stage of life where it flips. I don't know at what point it flips, but when they're out for the day and they don't call me and let me know they got home safely, I have anxiety in my stomach. Mm-hmm. And it used to be the other way around. I was a teenager who was a nightmare. So I feel like this is karma hitting me back, going like, now you're worried about them. How does it feel? Not good.
I think it's the other way around. I think it's on the parents because they usually have a lot less going on in their life. So it's like, hey, let me give my son or daughter a call.
I don't know. You maybe had a text from your dad a couple minutes ago?
Yes.
Did I see that? What did he say?
My dad, Bernard. I don't know. All of a sudden, he's texting. He never started texting until I started working here, which is so funny.
Hey, Bernard. He said,
you should call every day. Go, Lissa. And he even used an emoji. This is like the emoji? My dad uses emoji?
Is this his first emoji?
It's the second one that he's ever used. He did use a clapping emoji. And I'm going to guess that, like, they suggested, you know, how they suggest emojis when you type something in.
Yeah.
There's no way he went through the emoji board and picked one out.
That is so cute. You need to call Bernard today and just say, hey, just checking in. How was your day? Just letting you know I love you. He will welcome it. I promise you. And you'll have a great conversation. It might be a minute and a half or it might be 10 minutes. You don't know, but that's the beauty of checking in on your folks.
Yeah, and he might not answer, which is normally the case. So.